Totness Talks.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Totness Talks. This is brought to you by Pulse, Totness Pulse newspaper, a series of rather sporadic but carefully curated talks with people who live in or work in Totness. Now, I'm very excited to be talking this morning with somebody who only occasionally works in Totness and certainly doesn't live here, which is why we're meeting in Totness station, because this gentleman is passing through, but he is very well known to all of us, and in fact very well known to people all over the world. So I'm very excited to be meeting with and talking with and putting your questions, which you have submitted to me, putting your questions to this gentleman. Welcome to Totness, Father Christmas.
Oh, thank you for having me, Paul. And can I say what a great pleasure it is to take time out to speak to you today. And also, there's one thing I wanted to ask you before we start, Paul. Did you enjoy those roller skates you got years ago?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you've done your research, haven't you? I thought I was the one doing the research, but you've done your research.
Oh, I have an incredible memory,
yes,
Paul.
Yes. And I do remember the roller skates I got when I was aged, I think, 12. What I do remember is that they had metal wheels. I wasn't disappointed because rubber wheels hadn't been invented for roller skates. But I
can only apologise. I test all the toys myself, you see, Paul, and I had a jolly good time with your roller skates. But I agree with you that rubber wheels are a fantastic invention.
Well, that takes me very neatly to my first question that has been submitted from the people of Totness. I've got a number of questions here, and if the wind doesn't blow them away, I shall proceed to ask.
Oh, fire away, Paul!
Okay. Now, I hope we don't get interrupted too much by station announcements, and I know you've only got, is it half an hour to your next train?
All being well, Paul, yes, I'll be on my way.
Well, on that matter, do you often travel by train? Because I understand that you don't want to travel around the country by sleigh this early, and you've got the reindeer's workload to consider. Do you often go by train? And if so, do you get recognised?
Do you know what, Paul? I love the trains. One of my favourite toys to make is little train sets. Very popular, the trains, you know. And I love trains. It's so peaceful and relaxing. Being whisked along, seeing the scenery flash past your window. You know, my sleigh is very fast. You don't get a chance to appreciate the scenery, not like you do on a train. And no, I don't get recognised. I cunningly disguise myself. I want it to be a surprise on Christmas when I arrive. I don't like the fame and notoriety, you see.
Yes, I can understand that. It must be terrible. People coming up to you and asking for your autograph or a selfie nowadays, I suppose they would be, wouldn't they? So you're on your way to, where are you going to now? You're on your way to Cornwall, is it?
Yes, I'm going to Cornwall. Yes, Cornwall has always been one of my favourite parts of the world, you know. Very rugged.
And what about your working companions, the elves? I have someone who really wants to know how many you have working for you, because they thought this is a massive job that they've got to do, working all year, wrapping presents, sourcing presents. How many do you have working for you? You can't do it all by yourself.
Oh, no. I couldn't do anything without my useful and helpful elves. Some of the elves I've had have been working with me for hundreds of years now, but we're always recruiting new ones. Lots of little girls and boys, when they are young, they dream one day that they can come and work in the North Pole with me as one of my elves. It's jolly good fun, you know. We have thousands of elves, busy all year, making presents for all the girls and boys all around the world.
Well, that's good to know that you've got a good workforce. Where do you go on holiday? And, well, do you have a holiday? Because you know, it's a big job you've got, and do you get a break? And if so, where do you go?
Well, yes, well, that's something very interesting. Well, people think that I only work one day a year. One day a year. I'm very busy all year round. Lots to do. But I do like to take a holiday every now and then. Do you know where my favourite place to go is?
Is it Totnes?
Oh, well, I do like Totnes, but I like to go somewhere nice and warm for my holidays. My favourite place has always been Egypt. Do you have ever been to Egypt?
I've never been there. That must be a wonderful place.
Lots of history. I'm very old, you see, but not as old as the Great Pyramids. When I was a young Santa, I used to climb the pyramids on my holidays. I would run up one side and tumble back down the other. There's a funny story about Egypt, and this is an exclusive just for you. Do you know the Great Sphinx?
I do, yes, the Great Sphinx.
Well, do you know the Sphinx has no nose?
Well, yes, I've seen the photographs, yes.
Well, I have a confession to make, because it's very good to be honest, you know, Paul. The reason the Sphinx has no nose, one Christmas I was delivering presents to the children of Egypt, and my sleigh went out of control, Blitzen, and took the corner a bit too tightly, and the corner of my sleigh clipped the Sphinx's nose clean off. Oh, it was jolly good fun, a little bit dangerous, but I don't think anybody minds, do they?
Well, not now, but now that you've confessed.
Well, as I said, it's always good to be honest.
Yes.
And if there are repercussions, then I will take them like the man that I am.
Well, I hope there are no repercussions. I should think people are very glad to know how the Sphinx lost its nose. And they should be grateful for this interview. Thank you very much for that scoop. Do you have a phone?
Oh, phones? Oh, you can't move for phones these days in the North Pole. Ever since they were invented, it's been a very popular present to give to all the boys and girls. Everybody's got a phone these days. I've even started using WhatsApp with the elves. Can you imagine how big that WhatsApp group is with thousands of elves? Oh, and they're all sending gifts to each other. Oh, it does make me laugh, though. Yes, I do have a phone. Mrs. Claus says that I never have it on me when I need it, but sometimes I like a bit of peace and quiet, like the old days, Paul.
Well, I can understand that. Just between you and me, what's your phone number?
Now, Paul, if I gave my phone number out to everybody, oh, can you imagine? I would never get any work done.
Oh, all right, okay. Oh, all right, forget that question. That was just me being cheeky, I suppose. I read somewhere, I can't remember where, that when you were a child, you wanted to be an acrobat, and you practiced being an acrobat. And I imagine that that's quite a useful skill that you acquired as a child for balancing on rooftops now. Do you find that the case? And is it true you wanted to be an acrobat?
Oh, yes. Well, it may not look like it now, but I used to be a young slim whippersnapper when I was young. I used to be bouncing around everywhere, dancing along the rooftops and squeezing down the chimneys. I do find that a little harder these days, but it's amazing what a sprinkle of magic can do, Paul.
Yes, I'm trying to imagine that now. I can picture you balancing on the roof.
It's quite an image, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a wonderful, wonderful image. Now, this next question, they came from somebody, and I think they were being a bit cheeky because it's a bit personal, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. But they said, is it true that you play games with the elves, and that when you play hide and seek with them, that you pretend to be crying so that they always run out of where they're hiding to come and comfort you, and that way you discover where they're hiding? Do you play tricks like that on the elves?
I don't know where you heard that from, Paul. Yes, we do play lots of games in the North Pole. It's good to have a good balance, you know. We work hard, but we play hard as well. Maybe when I was a little younger, I was a bit cheeky myself. It is important to be cheeky yourself sometimes, Paul, because then you know when other people are being cheeky. But, maybe we might have had a bit of fun with hide-and-seek in the past, but the spirit of fair play is very important to me and the elves.
Thank you very much for answering that question.
I'm always happy to put the record straight.
Yes, a lot of politicians would have not answered that question, as you know. They'd have dodged that one. This is another straightforward question, but I've been asked this several times in Totnes. Maybe it's a peculiarly Totnes question. Do you believe in fairies?
Do I believe in fairies? Yes. I know they exist. Let me tell you. When the elves have a little party, we invite the fairies along. Have you ever been to a school disco, Paul?
No.
Let me set the scene for you. You have all of the elves on one side of the dance floor,
yes,
and all of the fairies on the other. And you see, most of the time the elves and fairies are very, very shy. But Totnes is a very peculiar place like that, Paul.
Yes.
The fairies are very bold. That's why a lot of people in Totnes have seen the fairies. It's very rare that they ever come out and show themselves to humans, but they are wonderful fun, the fairies.
Right. Now that you mention it, I do remember the excruciating difficulty of crossing the dance room floor to go and ask a girl to dance. And we're talking about a similar situation here between elves and fairies.
Oh, it's very much the same, Paul. Yes. Although, do you know the one song that always gets them on the dance floor? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I can imagine.
Absolute classic.
Paul. What a picture. A lovely picture. Here's another question. Oh, dear. What football team do you support?
This could
be contentious.
It might not surprise you that we don't play a lot of football in the North Pole. The snow makes it very difficult, even with a nice bright yellow ball. But personally, I like any team that plays in red and white. I'm much more of a fan of the winter sports, Paul. Skiing and snowboarding and the biathlon. Do you know, I remember Eddie the Eagle Edwards. I remember buying him his skis for his Christmas present. He was so thrilled. I thought it was very strange that he wanted them because there's no snow where he was. But look what he did. What an inspiration, and that's what makes my job so good, Paul, to see presents being put to such good use.
And changing children's lives for the better.
Yes,
in so many ways, yes. Mm.
Yes, I think it's always important that a present gives a child a chance to express themselves, find something new that they want to do with their lives, and it is so rewarding, Paul, let me tell you.
That's not your train going past, is it? Oh dear.
No.
All right, we're all right. Okay, good. Quick. Okay. This question. I would find it difficult to answer this one. What is your favourite cake? I love all cakes, actually. What's a favourite cake?
To tell you the truth, Paul, I think I'm probably a little too much of a fan of the cakes. Anything with lots and lots of icing on it. That's my favourite.
Right, Christmas cake.
Well, people think that Christmas cake is my favourite, but I get quite a lot of Christmas cake, and there is such a thing as too much cake, I found, Paul.
Well, that brings me on to this question, which doesn't relate so much to you, but to the reindeer. Would you like children to leave out something different for your reindeer other than carrots?
Oh, Paul, no. The carrots, that's what the reindeer look forward to most. You see, you can't grow carrots very well in the North Pole, so the only time they can have them is when they are working on Christmas, you see. They gobble them down like sweets. Do you remember being young and in a candy store, Paul? All of the wonderful jars of sweets available. Can you imagine how excited you were? Well, the reindeer are just the same.
Well, here's a question that I remember the little girl that asked this question, actually. And she's very young, but very excited. And I don't know if you've got her letter yet, but the question is, what name should I call my rabbit that I've asked for?
Yes, I do remember reading this one. I've always found it very difficult to give names to pets, you see. I think it's a very personal thing. And I think that once you get a pet, I often find a name will appear to you. Whether that is inspiration from a divine purpose. But I think that it is always best for you to find a name yourself. And then you make sure that you find a name that you're really happy with. But you'll be amazed at the amount of bunnies I know called Fluffy.
Fluffy.
So my only advice would be maybe think of something other than Fluffy.
Maybe she'll call it Rudolph.
I'm sure Rudolph will be thrilled to know. They do both bounce around, Rudolph and bunnies.
Yes. I love rabbits, actually. I had a rabbit, a white rabbit, which I unimaginatively called Snowy.
Oh, no, I think Snowy's a very good name for a rabbit.
I thought so at the time, yes. There's a problem I understand generally... with being Father Christmas is that so many people pretend to be you. Should we be nice to them all, or what do you think we should say to all those Father Christmases that aren't the real Father Christmas? I mean, this is a problem, isn't it? Because sometimes they get up to all sorts of antics that you wouldn't.
Well, it is very difficult sometimes when you're someone like me and everybody wants to be me. Well, it's quite flattering, actually, Paul. And I think as long as they are spreading the joy of Christmas, that's the most important thing. Because as much as I'd like to, Paul, I can't be everywhere. I'm just one man. So maybe having a few well-placed deputies around the place takes the load off, and the children get very excited when they're thinking they're meeting Santa, and if that makes the children happy, then it makes me happy.
Oh, well, that's nice to know. That is good to know. I actually saw a Father Christmas riding a bike once. Can you ride a bike?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Like I said earlier, Paul, I test all of the toys that we make in the North Pole, and I've got a lovely bike. It's red all over with big white wheels. Not so good in the snow, but I like to ride it round the workshop sometimes. I did crash into a Christmas tree once. What a mess! There were baubles everywhere. I was wrapped up in mistletoe. I didn't know what day of the week it was. The elves had a jolly good laugh at my expense, as did Mrs. Claus, I must say. She thinks I'm a bit of a danger when I'm riding around on two wheels. That's the reason I can't have a motorbike.
She's very wise.
Getting one with a sidecar so she could come riding around with me, but she didn't seem very keen on that idea, I must tell you, Paul.
Well, I can understand that, yes, I can understand that. There's a question here from somebody, and I imagine this comes from bitter experience with delivery companies in the course of the year. And the question is, do you ever deliver the wrong presents or leave them in the wrong place?
Well, in the spirit of transparency, Paul, it does occasionally happen that maybe that you get the wrong presents in the wrong house, but I often find that children have always got this wonderful ability to make the best of things, even when things don't quite go to plan. And you'll talk about the delivery companies. When I was younger, I thought it might be a good idea as a use the delivery companies as a recruitment tool. Although, given their recent performances, I'm not so sure. Perhaps I should send some of my elves down to train them up.
That sounds an excellent idea.
I should say, Paul, in their defence, I do have magic on my side, which does help with the deliveries a little.
Do you have any other pets? I'm not referring to the reindeers as pets, but I'm sure that they're your friends. But do you have any pets?
I do actually have a little dog.
Oh, good.
Yes. Okay, he gets so excited around Christmas. And I get him the same present every year, you know, a big juicy bone. But he is always so thrilled to receive it. It's nice to have some company, you see. Because when you've been working all day, you go home and you curl up in front of the fire with a good book and some nice Christmas music. And it's nice to have a dog on your lap.
Isn't it?
I do like cats as well, but unfortunately, they make me sneeze, Paul.
Oh, dear. You've got an allergy, then. It's an allergy.
Well, I think so. There's not a lot of hair and dust, you see, in the North Pole, so maybe I'm just not used to it. But no, I love all animals, the reindeers especially, of course.
Yes. So here's an interesting question, Father Christmas. If you weren't so busy being Father Christmas, or if this wasn't your job, so to speak, your career, are there other jobs, other careers that you would quite enjoy doing?
Well, I have thought about this, you know, maybe something that I might do when I retire one day. I mean, as I said, I do love trains, so maybe being a train driver would be fun, but the one job that I would love to have done, and I am very old, you see, Paul, and I've seen lots of jobs come and go over the years, I would love to be a blacksmith. Working with the metal, shaping it into something useful. I like making things, you see, Paul. Also, being by the forge is jolly warm, and it is jolly cold in the North Pole.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, being a blacksmith, yes. And would you be making shoes for reindeer, or reindeer have shoes?
No, reindeer don't need shoes. Oh, they've got well-developed cloven hooves, excellent for walking in the snow. But here's a little scoop for you, Paul. The reindeer themselves don't actually land on the roofs of houses. They hover about an inch off. Protects the tiles, you see. And also, these days, people have got solar panels, and I don't want to damage those.
No. Well, that is a scoop. It's a hovering reindeer. I like that idea. That's very... Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Well, we don't want to make too much noise and wake the children at night, do we?
No, that's true. That's true. Okay, great. That's really good. Somebody here wants to know, do you have any clothes that aren't red? Are all your clothes red? I mean, when you're not working, not delivering... have you got a change of clothes and a different colour?
Well, it may not surprise you to know, Paul, that red is my favourite colour, and all of my work clothes are red. But, yes, when I'm in my quiet time in between work and when I'm on holiday, I wear every colour imaginable. Can you imagine me in a bright Hawaiian shirt, Paul?
I'm trying hard.
Oh, it is quite a sight, I can tell you. And Mrs. Claus is particularly keen on it.
I was actually... imagining you in a set of green pyjamas.
You must have seen my favourite pair of green pyjamas. Lovely silky velvet. Very nice, warm and comfortable, soft.
I like that image, yes. Father Christmas in his green pyjamas.
Yeah, well, green is a very festive colour as well, you know.
Now, this is quite a difficult question, and it's pretty much my last question. I left this to the last, and it's very specific, and it is, will you give my big brother a present, even though he has been mean to me?
Now, this is a question I get asked quite a lot.
Oh, really?
Because people think we have the good list and the bad list. And some people think that as soon as you misbehave in the year, that's it, you're straight on the bad list. But I spend a lot of time thinking about children and the lives that they live, and it can be quite difficult, I find these days, to be good all the time, Paul. Do you find that you find it quite difficult sometimes?
I wouldn't describe it as difficult so much as impossible.
Yes, well, I think you've rather hit the nail on the head there. So I take the view that sometimes people aren't perfect. Look at me, I knocked the nose off the Sphinx.
Yes.
So I can't stand here and say, you have been bad once this year, so you get coal in your stocking. So I think it is always important to take people's lives in context, Paul. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely.
And I'm sorry that your brother is mean to you sometimes, but I often find that people are mean because they love you, and he just has a difficult way of expressing that love, Paul. But I think if you give him love, you'll get love back, and you'll find that your big brother is a fantastic person deep down.
I want to make it clear that it's not my brother that's being asked.
Of course not, Paul.
No. It was a friend. Yes, I was asking on behalf of a friend.
Well, you can reassure your friend that everything is taken into account, Paul.
Oh, right. Well, that's... Yes, I will do that. I will pass that information on. Well, that's your train, I think, is due to arrive. Father Christmas, I can't tell you how grateful I am and how pleased I am that you've agreed to stop off, answer a few questions. All the people who've asked these questions, I'm sure, will be very, very interested to hear your responses to them. Thank you so much for your time. It only remains for me to wish you a very Merry Christmas, but it feels funny doing that because I know it's going to be a very hard-working Christmas for you.
Oh, well, I love it. Oh, I love it. It is my favourite time of year, as busy as it might be. And thank you, Paul, for your wonderful questions, you and all the people of Totnes. I felt very welcome, even though I've only been here for a short time, and I can assure you I will be back again. Don't you worry about that.
I think I have spotted you once or twice mingling in Totnes Market, but I'm not sure. Maybe next time I'll recognise you and...
Well, if you do, remember, keep it a secret.
Oh, yes. All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Paul, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Father Christmas.
That was Totnes Talks with Paul Wesley speaking with Father Christmas. This has been a Totnes Pulse production